New York City's water towers are iconic. They have been an indelible part of our skyline for over a century. And now, as you may have noticed, they're starting to look a little different. 100 of them are being wrapped in artwork created by Jeff Koons, Yoko Ono, Maya Lin, and others. Reporter Eric Malinsky explains why.
It's 7 a.m. in the Lower East Side. Workmen are showing up at Issex Brothers, a company that's been installing water tanks for 124 years. The garage is packed with pipes, wooden beams, and other tools. Today there's something new, artwork, printed on tarps.
It has to be rolled onto a rod. So as you go around, you know, you kind of roll it off because, I mean, it's heavy.
Ronnie Stokes is one of the workers who will be suspended by ropes for hours as he nails the eyelets of the tarp to a wooden tank.
And in the front, by the ladder, where it's joined, you tie the eyelets together. Like when you tie your shoes, it's tied like that.
It's not a ta-da moment. It's definitely a rollout. And we prefer the rollout, actually.
That's Mary Jordan. This whole project is her idea. Back in 2007, she was shooting a documentary in Ethiopia.
I got extremely ill with a waterborne disease of some sort. You know, I really thought I was going to die there because there wasn't really a hospital.
The village had a small supply of antibiotics, and a local girl nursed her back to health. Jordan asked, "How can I repay you?"
She just kind of made me promise that I would do something about, go to your country and do something about water. You know, not our water, everybody's water. It stayed with me like a tattoo, you know. And finally, one day, I just looked up and I saw the water tower. And I thought, you know, that would be great if we wrapped them in messages on water.
She created Word Above the Street. And for the last 4 years, she's worked on getting funding and approval from the city bureaucracy to wrap 100 water tanks. The fun part was getting artists on board.
Artists are easy, because who doesn't want a water tank in the skyline?
Jordan looked for artists who focus on environmental issues, like Ethery Shkodora.
I come from ex-Soviet Union, Georgia, also third worldish kind of country where, despite the fact that Georgia has like abundance of rivers and water resources, there was hours of not having water, so people would be collecting water in the jars and pots.
And those are the types of images that she paints. But she's worried that people won't be able to figure out what her image is from two blocks away or 12 stories below.
So I made sure it had lots of colors, so it's colorful, so you can see it in the day or night. They will see something, it will be like attractive, but there is something disturbing in that painting, so I want that part has to be noticed.
Working at this scale is new for Chris Jordan as well, no relation to Mary Jordan, the organizer of this project. He's a photographer who took a series of pictures on Midway Island in the Pacific Ocean.
And the island is covered with the bodies of tens of thousands of baby albatrosses who have died and their bodies decompose and revealing that their stomachs are filled with plastic.
That's the image on his water tank, a decomposing albatross.
The head, the face is still intact. And you can even see the eye is not in the bird's skull, but there was a stone there that looked like the bird's eyeball.
Wasting plastic is one of the many issues that Mary Jordan wants people to take away from this project.
There's nothing wrong with our New York tap water. I mean, this city spends a gazillion dollars to protect that. Why are you buying into this hype about this, you know, plastic water bottle?
She even built a curriculum for school kids around tap water. But for artists like Chris Jordan, his goals are a little less specific.
Who am I to judge anybody? You know, I fly all around the world on jets and I use my share of plastic, all kinds of junk. So my wish is not that people would specifically change their behavior in some kind of way. It's just that they would look at my image and feel something. And from there, you know, it's up to them if they change in any kind of way.
For WNYC, I'm Eric Malinsky.